Have you seen my toque?
Oh, sure. Oh, you know. Just doing the boot.
Can you pass me another Molson?
It's minus 20 with the windshield. Oh, yeah, I got snowed in last week real bad.
Where's my gloves?
Couldn't even get out of my hoose. Throw down the bunny in my toboggan. Just giving her.
Supposed to get a good 10 centimeters tonight.
Shoot!
I got a cabin up in the Rockies.
You got change for a loony? You got two loonies for a toonie? Oh, sorry. Sorry. I picked this beauty up at Canadian Tire.
Top corner.
Oh, yeah. Cousin shot a big moose on the weekend.
Beauty play. Have you seen my snowshoes?
I'm going down to the Timmies. Is that a moose? I'll grab you a double-double. Looks like a moose. Dozen Timbits.
Hey. Fucking A.
Looks like a moose.
I'm gonna go rock a piss.
Could be a deer, though. Look at the antlers. That's a moose.
Oh, sure. You call that a penalty?
Yep, that's a moose.
You hear the new Nickelback song?
Fucking garbage. Why are you saying soda? It's pop.
Have you seen my hockey stick?
I got a bunch of moose meat in the freezer if you want some. Can you pick me up a Mickey? Why are you saying soda? It's pronounced pop. Maybe a 2-6. Oh, that's a moose.
Ooh. Squirrel.
Oh, you betcha. Soda? Who says soda? Could be a moose. Might be a deer though.
You're listening to Books, Beer, and Bullshit, the pride of Canada. I'm your Canadian host, Frank.
And Jeff.
How we doing, Jeff?
Eh?
I'll tell you what,
I could use a soda.
I could use a coffee, We're doing a late night edition of Books, Beer, and Bullshit.
Yeah, we had to put things off a little bit, so we apologize for making you wait.
It was only an extra couple days, so now here we are bringing you some more audio shit.
Some more sonic debauchery.
And this time around, we're going to get a little retro.
We're going back to the Wayback Machine.
Going to go back in time. We're going to review a book originally published in 1983. How old were you in 1983?
In 1983, I was precisely 10.
Yeah, as was I. I was doing like maybe Super Fudge books back then. Definitely not anything like about what we're going to read.
No. I am shocked that this book is 30 years old.
Let's stop teasing and let's tell them what we're reading, reviewing this week.
We are doing John DeChancey's Cherry Buster of a book. His first one, Star Rigger.
The Star Rigger.
Intergalactic Truckers.
If only it were about that.
Yes. Can you tell by the excitement in my voice what I thought of this book?
Yeah. We had a buffer. We got two zombie guys, right?
Right.
So we had a buffer with something, and we were kind of at a loss.
Yeah.
So we both have read John DeChancey before.
Right, his Castle series was
Castle
phenomenal.
Series was excellent, outstanding piece of science fiction,
matter of
fantasy.
Fact, go download it now for your Nook.
Yeah, all 8.
Bring them all.
They're beautiful.
One after another. They're not long reads. They're only a couple hundred pages a pop.
I said we had 8 quality books I know we both like. This guy, you know, they just started putting out his backlog over the past probably year and a half. They've been putting them out. So I said, well, here's his first series. Neither of us got into it. Let's try Star Rigger.
Let's give it a rip.
Can't be that bad, right? We read 8 of his books and loved them.
Right. How bad could it be? I even read another one of his books.
Yeah.
The Crouton Interface, and that was a good book. I enjoyed that book.
Right.
But this one, not so much.
Not so much. Can you give us the rundown on what the story is, the Star Rigger?
The rundown on this is you have gateways on planets that'll take you to other planets halfway across the solar system. And no one knows where these gateways were made from. And then the main character, Jack.
That's an excellent question. Jake the Snake.
Anyway, the main character, Jake, who is the truck driver, allegedly finds a map of all these different gateways and where they go to. However, it all becomes a paradox of which came first.
The chicken or the Jake?
The Jake or the paradox or the map. No right. one knows. And hilarity ensues? Not really.
Not really. No.
Action ensues?
Some. He tried.
No, it's not a horrible book.
But it wasn't up to what I was used to with the Castle series.
Yeah,
you know?
He seemed to be more of a funny guy.
Yeah, this is a little more straightforward sci-fi.
Yeah.
Not trying to be quirky.
No.
Being very, like, you know, like you said, paradoxes and time warps and space trucks. Trying to do straightforward like that. I mean, it was his first published work, 1983. Like you said, it's not poorly written or anything. But
no.
I don't know.
My biggest problem was it seemed like he was more concerned with creating this paradox than creating the story. The story, like, I guess, how to put it? The paradox is a story and the story is the paradox.
Yeah. Back to the future-ish, sort of, like, that kind of a thing.
Right, but
he sees himself.
But yet the story itself could have been, I felt, so much more.
Well, here's what, I don't know, I slogged through it. It took me forever to just get through this book. It seemed to roll out real slow, and I don't know, it was just like, what is this book trying to, like, it seemed to have an identity crisis.
Exactly, that was my problem, too, where is this
going
to be all
about? Like, it opens up, and you got your Star Rigger guy, and the guy in his truck. The truck, incidentally, is like has the voice of his father, supposedly, like, the soul of his father is the truck or whatever.
Right, they reprogrammed his father's soul into the thing.
Yeah.
And all his arch nemesis, you know.
Yeah, and it kind of opens up where it's like almost like a Star Wars type of a scene where he's in the cantina and the bad guy comes and sits down with him and says, you know, let's make a deal, almost maybe Godfather-ish, like, you know, we don't want to kill you, we just want you to work with us.
They're separate guilds of truckers and
so
all
now,
that.
Yeah, now you're feeling maybe it's like a gangster kind of sci-fi thing.
I think that would have worked well.
That would have worked well. But
you
then he
ran with that.
Yeah, he takes off on the guy, goes through a portal, lands on another planet, and then the story kind of becomes something else, like a cops and robbers chase scene thing.
And, and the whole star map, where'd it come from, who has it.
Yeah, they're bugging them about star maps, yet they don't say, you're hearing things, you're like, what the hell?
You know what else bugged me about this book?
The reveals?
The reveal, right.
That is the point I wanted to get to.
It's kind of like you learn a little bit, and then it's like five pages and learn a little bit more. And to me, that slows the whole book down.
Yeah, you were getting tip-offs like this could be something important, but it just, you know, it never resolves itself. And like you said, that kind of slows it down. And it hit like the last third, and like all of a sudden it seemed to hit in a gear, like it rallied for me. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, okay, now this is kind of getting good. And what I had noticed was it was getting good because the reveals were coming left and right. All of a sudden, everything's starting to make sense. But to me, the stuff he was holding back, he shouldn't have.
Right.
The story would have worked more if he hadn't kept so many bits and pieces of information.
Really?
It was like unnecessary.
And I don't know. Did you get the impression it was a mystery book?
Yeah, well, I could kind of tell, like you said, that the paradox is the thing. And you were starting, you know, the more you read into it, like you said, everybody says he has a map. He doesn't know he has a map. You know, they're shooting time portals. They're making references to you could, you know, overlap yourself.
Right. Finding aliens.
Right.
And
so you're figuring, oh, they think he has a map. He just doesn't know he has a map yet.
Right.
Like you said,
he's back to the future. Yeah.
He's back to the future. So you pick up on that, and it's just a lot of other little things that they pull back and just don't reveal to the end. And you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. But, like, why did you hold out on that? Like, that this story could have, like, just flew and helped itself out, not holding that back. And
it was almost like I felt he was confused whether he wanted to write a sci-fi book, a mystery book, or some kind of, like, philosophical book.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, some philosophy.
Maybe
book.
He was trying to do all. It almost didn't work. I'd say in the end, and for me, the last third did rally with those things. And it.
See, I think I like the. I didn't
bad
like the ending.
The good.
And I found like the mid to like the third quarter.
Yeah.
Was like the best part.
Right.
And you liked the very end of it.
Yeah, well, I would say the last third, you know.
Right.
The last world they wind up on where everything
right,
kind
no,
of
that
was
that
on.
Was cool.
Yeah.
That water world,
yeah.
That
yeah.
was that was cool. Like, there was a lot of cool stuff in this book.
Did you find, too, another problem I thought was explaining some things? First of all, you have intergalactic trucking, essentially.
Right.
Shipping goods to other worlds through time portals, right?
Right.
You say to yourself, well, if they can shoot through space time portals, why use trucks? Why not use spaceships? He tries to explain that, saying, well, no matter what you do, flying is still more cost prohibitive than just driving trucks.
Well, also remember, we didn't, we meaning humans or any of our known
right, yeah.
races built these gates.
Right, yeah, yeah. This is like
so they
a
are where
ancient,
they are. You
yeah,
can't
yeah.
move them. You can't do nothing with
right.
them.
They are built along a road by some unknown ancient creatures.
That was the whole, that part made sense to me because you're talking about an extinct advanced race.
Okay.
Like I could follow that. Like, we don't know why they work, how they work. We just know they work.
Okay.
And we can't put them out in the middle of space because, well, we can't move the damn things.
Okay. I got, but all right. That's so, good and all, but the portal for our solar system, Earth solar system, is on Pluto.
Right.
So how do you get the truck to
very,
Pluto?
Very simply.
Yeah.
You build it on the moon. Then you just have to, like, gently push it out to Pluto. You don't need to launch it off the planet.
Well, they never talked about the trucks floating through space.
No, because...
And they referenced...
It being on Pluto, sure.
And they also referenced, use of rocket ships to things.
Right.
So.
How I took it was, maybe because I read more sci-fi.
Yeah.
Like, I already had to figure out how he would explain it if he did. And I bought into that, hey, man, we make these in orbit. We don't have to launch them off the planet. We just got to get them off the moon with, like, 1/8 the gravity. So you basically just push it.
Yeah, I get that.
And it gets to Pluto eventually. Now you're on the road, you know?
I get that. I don't know that they ever explained it that
way. Or who knows? We may
way.
Have colonized Pluto. They didn't go into anything what was going on
yeah.
on Earth. So you can't really say. You could have built it on Pluto. You could have a truck factory on Pluto.
But there are other things on top of that where he seemed to paint himself into corners. Like, there was one where the guy keeps getting, you know, he's getting chased through all these portals and they keep finding him.
Weren't they were tracking him with that slug?
Like
thing.
An invisible slug.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is that how you're going to invisible slug us?
Yeah. You know what? I guess I could sit here and rip this guy's book apart.
Yeah.
I really think we could. We could sit here and do an hour on ripping his book apart.
Sure.
But it's his first book.
Yeah.
30 years ago. And it's not a horrible book. It's just this unfocused.
Yeah,
it's unfocused.
Now, it's the first of a trilogy.
Right.
Would you go on?
If the price was right.
If the price was right, you would continue. You're not going to say just no fucking way.
No, I'm not going to say no effing way.
Yeah,
I mean,
you would.
If
like
it popped
continue.
Up somewhere for like 99 cents for the ebook.
Yeah.
I'd probably give it a rip.
Yeah,
see where the second one
yeah,
goes.
Yeah. To me, like I said, I think the book rallied enough for me where I'd probably like to. You know, I wouldn't prioritize it. Like you said, though, this is his first book, his first series. We both have read 8 other books, you 9
right.
of him, and love them all. So, you know, I'm not.
And
gonna...
who knows? This may, if we read book 2 and 3 and not just review the first one in the series,
a total rally. Yeah.
It could rally
out. Did you
get
you actually, not until tonight, didn't even realize it was part of a trilogy.
No, I thought it ended just like that, and I was like,
did
wow,
you,
that's stupid.
So you kind of ended it thinking it was a one-off?
Yeah, I completely thought it was a one-off.
So you didn't even, like, I knew it was a trilogy going in. I guess I almost felt in a way that maybe a lot of it was a setup for a whole, like, he had written it from the get-go to be, a trilogy.
That would make sense, because that book wasn't that long. What was that, 100 and...
269, yeah.
Yeah, 270.
Yeah, ebook pages.
Whatever, it wasn't a big monstrosity,
no,
a big tome of a book.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
You're not putting it on the seat to boost your kid up with, you
nope.
know? But really, do yourself a favor. Read The Castles. Read The Castle
series. Perilous.
Read that if you want to check this guy out.
Yeah, 8 that's books. Start with Castle Perilous. And there are...
And that's a little dated, too.
Even the Starrigger, though, I don't know about you. I mean, I'm not up on my 80s sci-fi, but I didn't find it all that dated. Some things I was a little like, yeah, there would be no way that flies,
well,
you know, with things.
You know, when you project that far out into the future, you can make up whatever you want because it's not going to really matter.
Well, there's
really
some
matter.
Things I think, like, you know, with whatever their idea of computers or paper was, they were talking about. They talked
oh,
about
yeah.
at one point there was the, you know, the old school printer paper with the tabs on the side with the holes.
Yeah,
and like,
never
yeah.
a ream of it that's all together.
I don't think we got out of the 80s with that stuff, you know.
No, but, you know, but outside, that's about really the only dating of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not
heavily dated.
It's not dated. Heavily dated, no.
Because it's set so far in the future. Who's
little
to say, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to say this was not where I would have started reading John DeTancey. I mean, like we both said, the Castle Perilous series, that's where you go for him.
Yeah.
And maybe some of his other one-offs, like you said, the Crouton Interface, which you like to haven't read. There's not much more to talk about for the book, but it was a retro read, and I thought it might be cool to just kind of, I went back and looked up some stuff that was going on in 1983.
All right.
So here we had, in 1983, the year in review, Vanessa Williams was Miss America until she showed her boobs. Well, yes. She showed them already, and then she got caught. The final episode of MASH aired in 1983.
Oh, man.
That was, like, the most watched show. I think that still stands, right?
I think for a non-sporting event.
Yeah, it's, like, the most watched show ever on television. Oh, here's a good one. The first Hooters opened up in Clearwater, Florida in 1983.
Nothing like good Hooters.
Nothing like 80s boobs.
They still wear those, like, wigwam socks and stuff. Yeah,
it doesn't. It is
and it
sort
doesn't
of an
really 80s. Seem, doesn't feel that dated when you're there.
Oh, the Challenger first took off into space in 1983, and three unfortunate years later, it blew up. MLK Day was started all the way back in 1983. That doesn't seem that long.
We went to President's Day and Martin Luther the King.
Yeah.
Instead of Washington and Lincoln's.
Right, yeah, it just became MLK Day. What else happened? Karen Carpenter died. Are you upset?
No.
The last DeLorean was produced.
Now that's sad.
That's Back to the Future, man, right there. Let's see. In like pop culture, we had a fucking Rubik's Cube.
Nice.
How many did you destroy?
A lot.
Did you pull the stickers off or did you pull the cubes apart?
Pull the cubes
apart. That's the way you do it.
It's the only way I was ever able to solve it.
That's right. So I used to pull the stickers off, but that ruins it because once you move the stickers, you can never truly solve it.
Yeah.
The hacky sack. Everybody's hacky sacking by Whammo. The boom boxes on the shoulder with the 18,000 batteries in it, the D cells.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Probably breakdancing, too, right? The
probably.
Cardboard box.
Yeah.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
What the hell was that called? Xavier Roberts.
Xavier Roberts. Man, that shit was bigger than, like, Tickle Me Elmo, and that shit was huge. The baby on board tags. I remember in the card.
That's when that started?
Triangle 1983. Baby on board sign started. And then every other, your mother's on board, your father's on board. Draven Star on board.
They were rad.
It was a rad sign.
Did the word rad come into existence in 83?
For the record, yes.
That's so fucking rad.
It was rad. The first, juice boxes. The first
juice box
from Ocean Spray started in 1983.
Oh, man.
You can't, if you have a kid, man, it's juice boxes.
Juice boxes.
Oh, juice box! The Redskins were the champions of football. The Islanders were the champions of hockey. Who knew?
No, that was when they were good.
And the Orioles were the champions of baseball. A two-story, four-bedroom house in 1983 averaged $85,000.
$85,000?
Yeah. Now you can just about buy a car
for
that.
What was the interest rate stuff? I think you paid like 20% interest.
Yeah, the interest rates were through the roof, no doubt. Gasoline. You're going to love this one. Can you guess?
I'm going to say 68 cents a gallon.
No. Well, surprisingly, it was high for the time because I remember, well, after 1983, when I first started driving in the 90s, it was well under this. 1983, $1.29 a gallon.
Oh, we must have still been reeling from the embargo.
The gas, postage. How much was a stamp in 1983?
I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
13 cents.
Not too far off. A little more. It was 20 cents. On TV, we had Dallas, Dynasty.
And Dukes of Hazzard?
A-Team.
A-Team.
Almost. All right. In books, 1983. We're the books, beer, bullshit podcast. So the books, 1983.
Star Rigger?
Star Rigger. Yes. Golf clap. Pet Cemetery.
I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery.
That didn't come out, oddly enough, until like 91.
Gimme some Steel Reserve.
Oh, gimme some Steel Reserve. 40. Who told you this was retro? He had another book, Mr. King.
Yeah.
Same year. Christine.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a good book.
And Christine.
I enjoyed that book.
Both good.
Yeah, Pet Cemetery, I forgot, was actually a good book. I get confused with the movie.
Yeah, with the movie, which was
like strangulate
a travesty
myself.
Of movie making and affront to everything I believe in.
Yeah, that was horrible. The book was good, though. Read the book. Throw the movie out.
Yeah.
Fucking Stephen King movies.
Nobel Prize for books that year.
Yeah.
The Color Purple.
What? Crayola?
Yeah.
What the hell was The Color Purple about?
I don't know. I never read it. That was my little walk down memory lane.
Well, that was very
1983.
All right, I guess that about wraps up our book section.
That is it for the books this week, Mr. Sir.
No, this episode.
This episode.
Stop with the weeks.
I will break you.
I will break you of that week's habit.
It is time to scream Spanish.
Tienes la mija en la cerveza.
Tienes cerveza en la almeja.
Tienes la almeja en la cerveza.
Tienes cerveza en la almeja.
Tienes la almeja en la cerveza.
You got zoot on my zoot.
Tienes la almeja en la cerveza.
Yeah.
We have the, for this week's
episode. Oh, sucker!
Oh, I got smacked by my own self. I smacked myself in my own face. Well, we found it.
It's time, right?
It's time.
Finally.
For?
It took 6 episodes to hunt down this beer.
The Budweiser
Chelada.
Which is
a fine
specimen.
This beer was practically made for this podcast. We could find no other beer more disgusting than this. Is Budweiser mixed with
Clamato.
Clamato.
With salt and lime.
Ooh.
We have actually the best of the Budweiser Cheladas.
There's more than one?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
I think they make one without the salt and lime.
Uh-huh.
And they also make a Bud Light.
Uh-huh. Chelada.
Chelada.
Wow.
So we have the highfalutin. It comes in a can.
Yeah. It sounds like come in a can.
Come in a can. It's 1 pint and 8 fluid ounces.
Uh-huh. Tall boy.
It's a tall boy. Drink a red one is the tag.
Okay, sure.
I'm scared.
Yeah. We've been dying to try this, and now that we have it, we don't want no part of it.
Do not shake. It says right there on the can.
Do we mention this is Budweiser and Clamato juice?
With salt and lime?
With salt and lime.
That's about all the information I got on this.
I mean,
it doesn't tell you.
A brief, like, it's sort of a traditional Hispanic drink, right? Right.
It's supposed to be, like, best in the summertime, ice cold.
Yeah.
And the whole can is in English and Spanish.
I think they're typically, you know, in the old country or whatnot, you took a beer, you threw in some tomato juice, a splash of lime, you had a chelada. And now Budweiser has come up with the idea of we need to corner the
Clamato market.
The Clamato and beer market and the Latino community.
All right. We just have to do it.
There's not much you can do. I mean, this is Budweiser. Did I mention Budweiser and Clamato?
Shall we do it like a real beer review? No, we shan't.
Let's.
A little pouring music, please.
You got it, sir. Here you go. Now, you cracked open the can.
And it got on my hand.
Oh, no. Is it bad?
It's bad.
It's bad. I don't want to do this. I know somebody who recently... go ahead, pour out. I'm just going to give you a little color music here. Somebody went on an airplane trip recently, right when you got this. It's very heady, not thick at all. Not a thick head. This is not, I don't even like the look of this stuff.
You know?
They wanted an airplane, and I asked them, please grab the barf bags. Unfortunately, they forgot, but I think I'm maybe hoping.
Maybe if we just pretend it's...
Maybe we got a...
Red grapefruit juice, we'll get by.
It's looking like that, you know? It looks like one of them, like if you're going to have a rum punch.
Yes, the color is similar to a rum punch.
Yeah, a dark pinkish red.
Yeah.
I don't like this. I don't like looking at it. I'm feeling ill looking at it.
It's scary looking.
Oh.
Well, which one would you like? The left or the right?
I want the bucket. Oh, gosh. He's really pouring the whole can. He's going to make sure. Are we going to go? Is there going to be any kind of challenge? Can I win something if I drink that whole glass?
I don't know, man. You know, let's think about this for a minute. if you remember back to what episode?
Which one?
with the Linsanity. With the lemony beer.
Oh, that was episode one.
Episode one. Yeah. And that was what? The Stiegel. No, was that Stiegel?
The Stiegel.
The Stiegel.
Yeah.
Well, Sam Adams now makes a porch rocker.
A porch rocker. Oh, you're really going to think about this, right?
Yeah.
You want to review our little 4th of July festivities?
Yeah.
You want to get off topic?
No, no, you're right.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, anyway.
Because I'm kind of with you.
They make a porch rocker, which is a shandy.
Yeah.
And it was very good. It wasn't sickly, sweety lemon soda with some beer thrown in it.
Right. It was a very subtle lemon soda.
It was a lemony tasting beer. It was actually good. If all those tasted like that, I would drink it more often, maybe.
Yeah. Like, you know, that was, you know, bad beer. We drink it so you don't have to.
Right.
Now it's like we found something, a version of that you should drink.
Yeah.
Sam Adams Porch Rocker.
Go give it a try. Pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. They figured out how to do that right.
Yeah, they didn't make it sweet. It was just like, here's some lemon juice in it.
Yeah.
It's not going
to
like...
Just to flavor it as such.
Right. There's no doubt what it is.
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
You know what? We drank three other beers on 4th of July. Would you like to get into that before we have to drink this shit?
I don't remember what else we drank.
Oh, well, I had somebody on a scouting mission, went down south.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Yeah, the...
And they brought back some southern local. Yeah. Terrapin? Hopsecutioner.
Hopsecutioner, yeah.
Yeah, and it was very hoppy.
Yeah, I didn't...
You're not a hoppy guy.
I'm not an IPA guy.
Yeah.
So, it was good. I mean, yeah. I drank it. Didn't
it
have a problem with
it. Was, yeah.
But you enjoured it more because you are into that. So
yeah, I dig a hoppy beer.
Did you enjoy that one?
I did enjoy it. A Hopsecutioner, you know, makes me think of, like, just overkill, like, maybe the hoppiest thing I've ever had. Probably not. It was definitely up there. But it was very good. You know, if I had an opportunity to get it again, I would.
Dude, I think there's something floating in there.
This is laces.
You know, it's thinner than I thought it would be.
It is a lot thinner.
I'm scared.
Clearly, don't shake it.
No, it says don't shake it.
We're going to have to do this, aren't we?
Yeah, we can only put off this off so long.
Oh, God, I don't want to do this.
Should we smell it first?
Maybe we
should.
Should
we ease into it?
Yeah.
Or just pound
Let's
it?
Let's sneak up on it.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's little flakes of things floating in there. I can see it in your glass.
Yeah?
Yeah. Closest to you.
Maybe it's the clams. Oh, there are objects.
It's like erupting off the bottom. There must be like a chunk of something in there and like the foam.
It's kind of all through. Look on the bottom. You can see little flecks.
Yeah, look at the middle of mine. Look right here. There's like an eruption going on.
Oh,
there
from the bottom.
Yeah, it must be like a chunk of something down there pushing the carbonation up.
Oh, brother.
I can actually see it working. I can see it working.
Boy. It's churning itself. It's a self-churning beer.
It'll turn into butter if I wait long enough, and I can spread it on some bread.
Mine has a, you know what, that movie Labyrinth?
Yeah.
For those in the know, since we're going to go retro, do you remember the Bog of Eternal Stench? This kind of looks like it's doing the same thing.
Oh, God. Oh, my freaking.
Yes. So Jeff just took a whiff of it.
It's a war crime.
That was. I haven't sniffed it yet, and you just did. That's what you just heard.
Oh, my God. I'm not doing this, man. I can't. I can't do it. Don't make me.
Oh, I'm going to have to smell this, ain't I?
Yeah,
where's
go ahead.
Where's the bucket?
It's around somewhere. Give a sniff.
Oh, no.
I got to be honest, I wasn't really prepared for when I smelled it. I just went and did it. You had a more determined look on your face when you took a sniff.
Oh, no. The Bog of Eternal Stench is very accurate.
Are you ready?
No. Oh, my God. I can't.
I can't.
You're sweating. Your face is beet red. You're sweating. You haven't even.
I'm going to throw up just from smelling it. That is wretched.
I have to get this to my nose one more time. Oh my God! Why is it?
You know, I was thinking.
You cannot pinch your nose when you drink this, promise me.
I won't. I'll take it like a man. You know, it's a good thing that we have these foam things on our mics.
Oh, it's going to get chunked.
Because we're going to have to just like throw these mic covers away and buy new ones. I haven't spent this much time just
preparing to drink something.
On the smell alone.
I'm usually eager. Like, you know, let's see what this fuck. I don't
make me go there, man. Don't make me.
We have to do this.
Don't chelotomy, bro. Don't chelotomy.
There's the episode title. Oh, Christmas in heaven. What's it going to take us? What is it going to take us to put this to our lips?
How do you want to do this? You want to do it both or one at a time?
We got to do it together because if you vomit, I'm never going to drink it. All right. Do we have to do this? You can't hold your nose.
No, you can't. You got to take it like a man.
You do.
All right. Hold on. Let me loosen up my esophagus.
All right.
Holy fucking.
I'm going to man up. I don't want to do this.
All right.
We got to do this.
All right.
Oh, I don't want to do this. All right. No, we got to do this.
I don't. I honestly don't. We're going to sit here and do like a half hour on I don't want to do this, man.
You could smell this. You would understand the pain.
Dude, it smells.
Do you want to smell it one more time and just try and describe that smell?
All right, let me try.
You know, okay, go ahead. Smell it and we'll try.
Oh,
God, Jesus Christ. I want to shit my pants myself.
I want you to shit in my mouth because it's going to taste better. It's breathtaking. Give
this.
A sniff. Describe it. I can't. It's indescribable.
Drank Clamato juice before? Just Clamato juice?
Yeah.
Do you like it? Can you tolerate it?
It was so long ago. You're asking me, have I ever had this similar drink? I'll say yes.
Just the smell alone. I've never drank Clamato juice. So okay. I'm complete. Did that smell alone kind of turn your stomach on it?
No. This is... abomination of nature.
It's definitely the mixture
it's
of
definitely
the
mixture of the beer in it.
I'll tell you what happens. When I first start sniffing it, I just smell like, you know, the lightest of beer. But once you really start dragging molecules up your nose, all of a sudden it just all shoves up. It's just this incredibly awful. I don't even know how to describe it.
No.
Vinegary?
No. Spicy. You could smell it. You can smell it being kind of spicy.
It's not like tomato-y.
It's like
not
fucking roadkill.
Is it clammy?
No, it's gross. It smells like rotten. It smells like beer.
Corpse?
If you took beer and if you smelled skunk beer and like threw some rotten tomatoes on, I don't know. It's just fucking gross.
We just got to do this now.
Can we not?
We have to. All
right.
We're clams.
You know, I like clam. Just an aside.
Yeah. Put it back down.
Just as an aside, I like beer. I like clams.
I enjoy a clam.
I like tomato juice, but not all at once. I just wanted to make
you
that
just
clear.
Want to put that out there?
Yeah. I'm just straight up stalling.
I understand. All right. We have to do this because it's just stalling now.
Clink.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No. Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Oh. No. Oh, that's the worst shit ever in my fucking life. Oh, it won't go away. It won't go away. Why won't it go away?
Yeah, damn it, Ned.
Don't drink the water. Don't you pick up that water. Don't you pick.
That's it. Wipe it.
Oh, no. Terrible.
You know, Snapple could bottle this, and they could brand it as tampon tea. It's like as if you took tampons brewed them.
I'm like shaking from how terrible this beer is.
I know.
I don't want to take another sip of that.
Do we have to?
No. It's immediately disgusting in your mouth. There's nothing that it doesn't sneak up on you. It doesn't hit one flavor. It all hits at once, and it's
gross.
It was like spicy tomato juice and vinegar and...
You know what
oh, my God. It's terrible. It is terrible.
Would you say...
Who the fuck thought of this shit?
Would you say you get a whiff of Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah. There's something... I keep saying vinegar, but
it's
something...
Not, it's like...
Tang weirdness.
It's like smells of Worcestershire and... you know what? Come to think of it, I don't even know if it's actually spicy. It's just... You're just... hoping that there's spiciness so your tongue burns off. Whoever drinks this is an idiot.
How is this good to anybody?
And we drank it ice cold, too.
You know what? I never thought we would say this, but I would rather do the Tour de 40 all over again.
I would much rather. Before I took another sip of this. That's ass. That's bloody period ass.
It's incredible how awful this. It's mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling how awful this freaking beer is.
Has zero redeeming qualities. And it's Budweiser on top of it. I mean, I'm not a beer snob.
No.
But I truly don't really enjoy Budweiser. Like, I'll drink it.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
I never purposely buy Budweiser.
No.
If it's what there is to drink, I'm not disgusted by Budweiser.
Oh, man. That was a friggin' mistake.
That has to be the worst thing in the world. Do we even have to summarize this shit?
Yeah, don't.
Just don't.
It's the worst thing I ever drank in my life. Was it everything you thought it would be?
It was everything and worse. Like I said, every bit of information I had on these things was it's atrocity.
And it is.
It is the atrocity I was promised. What else can we say? We drank this atrocity.
So you don't have to.
I need to get past this shit, dude.
Yeah, we need to move on from the...
Let's start bullshit, please.
All right, well, the phone lines are open at Books, Beer, and Bullshit.
We have just opened our phone lines, and we're eagerly waiting the masses to call in.
Yes, call us in.
Do you think anybody's really going to call us up?
No, not, I would. If someone did, soul. That someone that like isn't blood relation to one of us.
Oh, a real off the cuff kind of a call.
Yeah, that would
like,
be
hey, I'm Andy Sparks. How you doing?
Who?
Who the fuck are you?
I mean, how is your radness doing this evening?
Oh my God, if Draven called. Do you want me to tweet her directly and tell her? I'm going to screw it. Do you want it? You know what we should do? We should directly tweet celebrities to call us.
So what else would you like to bullshit about while we're waiting for the phone lines to go nuts?
It might be that they're all trying to call in at once and just everything's getting jammed up.
I don't get superheroes. Do you get superheroes?
Do I get them?
Yeah, are you like into it?
Yeah, I was never much of a comic book guy. A little tiny bit. And I always, you know, my guy was always Judge Dredd. Like the anti-superhero.
Dude, he's like
the biggest asshole ever.
He's like 30 or something. The comic books character has been around for like 30 years or something like that.
Another retro. He's definitely early 80s when he came about.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Our phone lines are lighting up.
Get out of here.
No.
Isn't that Randy Jackson? What's up, dog?
Oh, hold on. We got a call coming in. Is that you?
Yeah. Hello? I'm just going to do feedback.
Do feedback. That's going to be fucked up.
That was good.
I just wanted to see if they were working. I got a little worried there. I can't believe we're sitting here waiting for assholes to call us assholes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Who should it? My name is Roger Grimsby.
Reese, Roger.
What would you say to Roger Grimsby? What would be your question to a complete stoner asshole that calls in?
Oh, huh? No. I would have to answer his question.
Oh.
So you have to
He's
going to
call in and ask us?
Right.
Would you want to give? Should we give it a topic? Call us in. Yeah. Tell us, who's your favorite Muppet? Draven Starr.
Well, the Muppets do have a fist in the right place. Oh, man.
I don't think we can go double
out. I heard a funny line. I wish I could take credit for it.
Yeah.
But I was listening to the radio and...
She had a fist in the right place. This is rad fist. Go ahead. I dwelled on the Draven.
Yeah, you got some kind of thing there, but here nor there. They were talking about the 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And it seems as if the Count of Monte Cristo is making it like a comeback. Like a lot of people are
because
reading it.
Of 50 Shades of Grey?
I don't know. Just like a lot of women were calling in saying like, oh, I just read that. Now I'm reading like a real book, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, okay.
Cristo. But
if there's a...
I don't know what the connection is.
It's a free one, right? That's a free book now, The Count of Monte Cristo, I'd imagine.
I would imagine.
Is it Cristo or is it Crisco?
Cristo. Cristo, like the... Cristo. Like Jesus Cristo.
Jesus Cristo.
They were like, it should be called, You Could Count on Crisco. And I was like, yes, it's a love story. Count on Crisco.
Thank you.
Of a woman called Amy Rectum. And she falls for the fist. A proctologist with triple XL gloves on.
His name was Michael Iron Fist.
Michael Iron Fist. The powerful proctologist.
He had a club fist. He had some strange looking gloves. A big clumpy glove. He's getting knocked on doorways. Freaking fist.
Oh my god, Iron Fist. The club fisted proctologist. This is my girlfriend, Amy Rectum.
Rectum, I nearly killed her. The club fist only knocks once.
The club
fist. Oh. Sorry, just my club fist. Up your ass.
I am the Iron Fist. The legendary Iron Fist.
Wait, let's see.
It takes 3 weeks to get 50 listens, this is what happens.
You know what it is? You know how to entertain a question today? I listen to podcasts at work regularly.
Right.
And a guy came up to me and said, what are you listening to? So I said, tell him, Steve, Dave. He said, I never heard of them. What do they sing? I said, they don't sing. It's a podcast. He said, a what? This is a kid younger than me.
Well, we're not kids.
Well, not kids, but, you know, early 30s. What's a podcast? I was like, oh, you know, it's like an internet radio show. I'm like, still nobody knows what podcasting is.
No, every time I gave out our info contact stuff.
You have to, like, explain yourself.
Yeah, that no one knows what podcast. We're like.
It should. I don't feel like a vanguard.
No, I totally don't feel like I'm innovating anything.
But at least there's hope. Like, there's more audience.
Out there.
It's all apps.
It's all about the apps.
We need an app.
We need a books, beer, and bullshit app.
Books, beer, and bullshit app.
A bridge episode too far.
It's the bridge. It's going to blow.
It's the beer bridge, man. Let's go down
this
to
bridge
the beer
episode
bridge.
Is like that old-timey movie one where it's buckling and twisting. Yeah.
Freezes
She's
up.
Gonna let go.
Celluloid melts. Yeah. You know, there's something I just have to ask.
Okay.
Go ahead on your computer and type in anything. Type in, like, shit sandwich.
Okay.
Right? In your address bar.
Okay. Shit sandwich in my address bar.
Now, is there an Amazon pop-up saying, buy shit sandwiches at Amazon with free 2-day shipping?
No.
Surprisingly enough. It seems like anything else you put in.
Yeah.
So let's try.
Douche?
Douche.
Douche.
A vaginal douching on eBay. Find douche from a vast selection of feminine hygiene. Great deals on eBay. What kind of feminine hygiene could possibly be for sale on eBay? 2-quart pink folding feminine hygiene travel syringe. Douche or enema. New latex. Returns are not accepted.
Thank God.
$12.50. Buy it now. Dude, there's so much douche for sale on eBay. Dude, there is a lot of douche. But no one's bidding on any of the douche.
Hey, ladies, it's me. Yes, your special friend from down under.
Oh,
and no, I'm not talking about Australia. I'm the beautiful, proud, and powerful one. Yeah, that's right. Say hello to Vagina, baby. You can call me V for short.
Hey, V.
Now it's time you and I got to know each other better. So look around and you'll discover everything from
Vagina
how to properly identify all my parts to some really cool new products that every V needs. Because here's the deal. If you treat a V right, she'll return the favor. Now go on and explore. I'll be right here.
Was that you?
No. Vagina just called us.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, that was bizarre.
Vagina calls us.
Where the fuck?
We got.
Oh, call somehow. While I'm looking for douche, I got a pop-up.
That was Vagina calling us. Our first calling. From Vagina. Vagina, we seem to have lost you. Please call back.
So, any last words?
Let's close up shop. So, that's that. We did manage to drink the world's worst beer. I can't imagine beer gets worse than that.
No, that's the grossest thing ever.
The Budweiser Chelada is...
I mean, unless you ground up dead babies and drank it.
Dead baby pills. You could probably swallow a dead baby pill and it would taste better.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't taste
it. I thought you said... Dead baby Pilsner.
I'll keep looking for it. Maybe that's a Swedish beer. Did we talk about Swedish beer on the air?
On the air?
Yeah, I don't think so. last week.
Running
it's
together.
A blur. I don't remember if we were recording when we actually spoke of it.
I don't know. We got to find some Swedish beer for y'all.
Yeah, we need Swedish beer and dead baby Pilsner.
What's upcoming in the next episode, being that this episode was a freaking train wreck?
Next episode, we're going back to interviewing again.
Awesome. That worked well.
We're going to interview Todd Brown, another zombie writer. Much different. I'm familiar with his work, not unlike Armando, who we approached blind. And he's very good. We're going to talk up. He has some stuff coming out we're going to review. He's got a new book in a series called the Zomblog series. He's got a fourth book coming out soon, so we're gonna jump into the first book of that series. He also runs his own publishing company, and he's got all kinds of stuff going on, and we'll talk a lot about that stuff.
Cool.
Do you know what beer we're gonna drink next week?
I thought we were gonna try for the
we have a beer to go along. We have a beer that complements our—
Well, we're hoping to.
We're hoping to.
We're hoping to be able to. We're hoping to track down the bacon.
The voodoo.
The voodoo.
Babe.
Bacon maple beer with donut.
Yeah.
It's a donut maple bacon beer.
It could be the second worst beer.
Could be, at least. Because nothing will ever beat that.
I can't imagine.
You know, the worst in our tasting is behind us now.
That's true. We can only go uphill from here.
Yeah, it only gets better.
I got to admit, I think I'm ready for the eel blood beer. Bring it on.
Yeah, after that, I think I can handle it. And I will plug to our unofficial, official porn star, Draven Star.
Draven Star. Go to doomdoll.com. Buy some pictures. I think she charges $10 for a signed picture.
A signed picture of the Doom Doll for $10?
The Doom Doll at the Doll Parts.
And she's also on Twitter at what?
She's at the Doom Doll.
Doom Doll.
Yeah. Talk her up. You know what?
Tell her she's rad.
I want to put a homework assignment out.
Okay.
All right. Since you all called in, and I'm really fucking proud of y'all fuckers for calling in.
Oh, man. Being, lit up the phone lines.
You know, like I said, this isn't a two-way street, and you heard the call, and you came in, and we talked to pretty much everybody, and I'm happy about
that. We talked to everybody who called.
We did talk to everybody who called. Thank you, Vagina, for calling in. If you're on Twitter, I want you to tweet the Doom Doll, at the Doom Doll, Draven Star. I want you to ask her, implore her to come on Books, Beer, and Bullshit, and
start a petition.
Yeah, start a petition. Get it going. Yeah, convince Draven she needs to come on our show.
Tell her we're rad.
We are rad, and we are dying to have her on the show. And we need a little hype.
Hype.
We need you to convince her. She might be a little apprehensive.
Time's running out for the Doom Doll, but
maybe buy a picture and then like have her sign it. Call Books, Beer, and Bullshit.
Yeah.
Love Draven. Convince her she's got to do this podcast, and we will have a great show. I guarantee you, if Draven comes on.
It would be off the wall.
It would be the rad
Radness
show.
Radness factor 10,000.
So, yeah, that's your homework assignment.
In the constant meantime, listeners.
We are, of course, available at booksbeerbullshit.podbean.com. You should know that, at the very least. That's our home base. We are listenable on iTunes and our favorite Stitcher. Everybody loves the Stitcher.
Gotta go with the Stitcher.
Yeah.
If you're gonna listen to us on the go, Stitcher is the way to do
it. Stitcher is a very cool app, and a lot of our people love to listen to us on Stitcher. So if you ain't listening, start
Who
listening
are our
on
people?
Stitcher. The ones that aren't there, people.
And what else we got?
We are on Facebook.
Yes.
Like us up on Facebook. The Facebook page has been lighting up.
And don't forget our Draven Star Memorial Buy a Shit page.
Oh my god.
The gifts have been rolling in.
The way to just pay us back for drinking that shit beer for you. We're like the Jesus Christ of beer drinking. We drank that for your sins.
I can't wait to buy me one of the things on there
so
I can mark it off as bought.
Bought. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like panhandling.
I'll tell you what.
You can't have an empty cup and panhandle. You got to have, like, you got to grease the gears. You know,
that's
you need,
right.
Like, a couple
that's
of
right.
quarters
Nobody's
and a dollar bill in there.
That's right. You got to, yeah. You got to break the seal on it.
Right. Yeah. You can't have a list of things to buy for you.
And have nothing bought.
Right. Because no one's going to be the first.
Well, hey, there's all kinds of price ranges. I think like $2, you could buy us something for $2.
Yeah.
And you could buy us something for $200.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
The sky's the limit. The
sky is the limit.
Or you could just send us anything you want. Send in something. I don't care if it's an empty beer can.
Yeah. Send it to you. Send it to us. You could tell me about what you got.
But they know your place, not mine.
I got an empty douche bottle.
I got some vagina pap smears.
Get us on Twitter. We're trying to blow up that Twitter account. I'm trying to figure out Twitter. So far, I think I have to engage with nice Christian women or something and get listeners. I don't know what's going on with the Twitter.
We'll get there.
We're at BooksBeerBS on Twitter. Like us.
And I guess that's about it. We plugged everybody. We plugged ourselves.
I have no idea where else
I
to
plugged
go with
my
this.
Ass.
Plug your ass with douche.
With douche.
You douches.
Douche.
Thanks for calling douche.
Douche. To douche. We got a rally going. We're rallying.
I swear to God, we're going to hit the stop button on this recording. The fucking phone lines are going to blow the fuck up.
We got a rally going on the douche. It's a douche rally.
Douche rally. Douche rally hats.
Turn your douche inside out. Buy us some douches. Send them to us.
I'll put douches on the fucking.
Yeah?
Yeah. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Summer's Eve. Summer's Eve? The island splash.
There it is. That's the one.
Yeah,
that's
splash. There it is.
I like the island. I like that flavor.
It's yummy. You know what I like to
island
do with that?
Island splash is my favorite flavor.
I like to put that in little Dixie cups and stick a toothpick in it and put it in the freezer.
A tropical island
it's delicious. A refreshing treat. On a hot summer's eve.
I like one on a salad. I like the oil and vinegar dressing.
You put the salad out in a bowl on a hot summer's eve.
I like to spritz a little on my salad.
What? This item is available? Oh.
On my arugula.
Oh, here we go.
I like to have an arugula salad arugula. With a little summer's eve.
Island splash.
Can I have that? Can I have my douche on the side, please?
Country flowers.
I don't.
Do you find it weird that they call their product country flowers?
Country.
You fucking country flower. Yeah, it's 2:30 in the morning, people. Okay, now you can buy his douche. Douche or an iPhone. Take your pick. Rally cap.
Rally
cap should be the cap from a douche bottle. You Jewish? Good. No, it's a douche cap.
That was good.
You can still call in, by the way. Skype is open. You don't know that, though.
All right. All right.
So, that's it.
Thank you, constant listener.
Thank you.
We're Books, Beer, and Bullshit, and we're out. You wanted my love to be a part of your game. But when I came from above, I looked around, but she turned off lame. But now you're scratching and crawling your way up from the grave. You should have stayed in the dirt, girl. It's like I told you. It's like I told you I came from outer space. That's how I know your name. Oh, man. That was a friggin' mistake.